Yo, we are back again. Welcome to Grown Folks Talk and Sip. I am your host with the most, Kane the Destroyer, aka True Lover Lover. I'm Mr. Lover Lover. Yes, y'all, we are back again with a new topic of discussion. Now, keep in mind, this is the only podcast that has spicy topics, hot conversations, and we all wash it down with a cold beverage of our choice. Yes, y'all, a cold beverage of our choice. This is the only podcast that you will find that has that. I promise you, the only one. But let's dive into our subject for tonight, y'all. This is our subject. My subject for tonight is called hope. Hope. You need a little bit of hope. A lot of people get hope confused with other words. It don't exactly mean what you think it mean, but they get it confused. But I'm going to see, can I kind of break it down for y'all, man, for all the Grown Folks Talk and Sip listeners. I want to break it down and let you know what the differences are. Now, check this out now. I'm going to ask a question. My question is, what is hope? Like, what is hope, y'all? Oh, you don't know? Okay, well, let me answer for you. Hope is a feeling of optimism or a desire that something will happen. And you like, wow. Yes, it is a feeling of optimism or desire that something will happen. Something in the back of your mind that's going to happen. Okay, let me give y'all another definition. Let me give y'all one more. You know what I'm saying? It is a desire for things to change for the better. How many of y'all hope something happened? Hope something went well? You just hoped. Man, this topic has a very large range, but we are going to shorten it up. Yes, I'm not going to talk y'all head off all night on this topic right here. Because you have experience in your life where you needed just a little bit of hope to keep you going, to keep you grinding. Anything you did, just think about it. Okay, check me out, y'all. Just think about it. Whatever your goals are, whatever you want to do, you want to try, and you just, you know, you like, man, this is, you know what I'm saying, a far-fetched right here. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it, but I hope this right here works out. I just hope it do. It has to work out. Yes, you're doing right. You have to manifest it. Once you have it in your mind, there's nothing else. Nothing else can tell you different. Nothing. But check this out, y'all. A lot of people get having faith and having hope confused. A lot of people does it, which is totally fine. But having faith and having hope is totally different. Well, at least to me it is. You know what I mean? I'm just speaking from the heart. You know, okay. Like, having faith is... Oh, excuse me, y'all. Having faith is confidence or trust in a person or a thing or a belief. Not based on proof. It's not based on proof. You just, you know what I'm saying? You just having faith. Having faith is going to happen. I mean, you have having faith that this is gonna happen, this is gonna be that. But hope is a optimism, is an optimism attitude of mind based on expectations or desire. Hope speaks upon the future. Faith speaks upon the right now in life. The right now. It is a difference. Like, but it's been times where I had hope and faith together, but I understood what one and the other meant. Yes, I understood what they meant, bruh. Sometimes you need both. You need both. Like what I'm doing right now, this podcast and stuff. Yes, I enjoy it or whatever, but I have faith in it. And I just hope that it goes the way I want it to go. Yes, you have to. You have to believe. You have to manifest. You have to believe. If you don't believe in you, who else gonna believe in you? You gotta keep going. Keep grinding. You have to do it. You have to get your hands dirty. Now, my thing is, having no hope is the worst thing ever. That means you accept whatever happens as it being beyond your control. That's a fucking lie. That's a lie. It's easy to accept things as it's beyond my control. I can't change this. No, you can change whatever you want to change. Just say you go into the same job every day and you hate it there. You hate it there. And you know in the back of your mind, you need to do this, you need to do that. If you don't like it there, change it. Find something else. Find somewhere else that you feel like that values your time, that values your effort. You are your own architect. Yes, you are your own architect. What you have to do, you have to grind that shit out and put yourself in better positions to be able to get to where you need to be or get to where you want to be. And you have to have a little bit of faith and a little bit of hope. You have to have it, y'all. And oh yeah, I'm gonna tell y'all, I know I ain't did my storytelling thing in a while, y'all. I know I haven't did my storytelling thing in a while. I know I haven't. Because I've been had to spit this real shit. But it was this guy I happened to run into, and his energy was off the freaking charts. It was off the charts. And me and him vibed, like real life vibe. And to the point where he started telling me more about him. So I felt like this is something he been wanting to get off him for a while now. For a while. Sometimes you need somebody to just vent to. And that's okay. That's okay. But it was something that he was holding in for a while. And he had to just spill it out. He had to tell me how I feel. He had to tell somebody. But I was there. Yes, y'all. This guy, man. I sit here and talk to him. And listen to him. Good guy. Real good guy. And he told me the struggles he had with alcohol and drugs. And keep in mind, y'all, that is a struggle that goes on with a lot of people. A whole lot of people. That is a big struggle. Man, I have seen alcohol or drugs tear down families, tear down communities, tear down relationships. I have seen it. So I know what it do. But for this man that I'm speaking of right now, he told me to not mention his name, but I can mention his story. And once he said that, I felt that shit all the way down to my bone. I felt it. And he told me he studied fighting a battle right now. This guy told me at a young age, a very young age, he tried out certain drugs. And I'm not talking about weed. I'm talking about other stuff like cocaine. And he went from cocaine to using meth. And I'm like, and I asked him, my bruh, how old was you when you doing all this? Do you know what he replied, y'all? He replied, first thing he said was, he was young as a motherfucker. So I asked him, what is your definition of young? He said, 14 or 15. I said, wow, this guy was doing that shit since he was 14 or 15. And keep in mind, me and this guy that I'm speaking of, we are around the same age. He is a year older than me. I know I done went through my little shit, but his shit is crazy. It's crazy. So, okay, he was telling me about his war on drugs and his self-esteem and his mindset. And I'm listening to all that. And he basically got to a very bad spot in his life where he didn't care about himself or anybody else. Not at that time. Drugs and alcohol, like, totally consumed him. And I'm listening to his story and I'm looking at his eyes and I can tell he's not lying to me. He's not trying to get me just to say something online about him, because I'm looking into his eyes as he tell me this, and I can feel the energy of he's being truthful. He just wants somebody to listen. So I listened. So then he told me that he started trying all different other kinds of drugs as a youngin. And he said he got to the point where he did not care about himself. And he felt like death was the way to go. That's how he felt. He felt like death was the way to go. So I, after me listening to his story, I'm gonna tell a little bit, but I'm not gonna tell all of it. But I asked him, so what changed everything? What changed everything to have you to the point that you are at now, where you standing here talking to me? And keep in mind, y'all, this is a guy that I work with that didn't mind explaining his story. And he said if he can help anybody, if he can help anybody by listening to his story, he'll want that. So I told him, what other platform that you'd rather be on but mine? Talk to me. Let me feel your pain. So he told me. And he was like, bruh, I've experienced this, I experienced that. I just sat here and tried this drug, that drug, alcohol, mixed all together, and all that stuff. So I asked him, by you doing all this, what stopped? What made you stop? What made you go a different route with stuff? He told me it was this girl that he was conversating with that he really liked. That she did not know anything about what was going on with him. She did not know. She was completely oblivious to the fact of who she was dealing with. And slowly and shortly, he started introducing her to more of him. You know, people are very good at hiding their true selves from people. Y'all know I'm not lying. People are very good at hiding their true selves. But, so, he messed around. He hid himself for a little while to conversate with this girl. But eventually, the light will shine over the darkness. And when she found out what was actually going on with him and all this other mess, she gave him an alternative. Yes, she gave him. I'm thinking she gonna automatically just chuck the deuces up and be gone. You know what I mean? But she didn't do that. She told him, I understand what you went through. I understand what you're going through. I understand the war you're fighting right now. But if you want me to be by your side, if you want me to hold you down, you have to let it go. You have to let it go. She told him, I want to be by your side the whole step of the way, but you have to let the bullshit go. So you know what he did, y'all? Do y'all know what he did? He let it go. He let it go. And he been sober for 13 years. For 13 years. Do you see the power what a woman can do to a man? That's power. This I call the POP. The power of the pussy. Say, hey, call it how you want. But that's that POP. And me sitting there, he'd have told me he'd try every single different drug. And for him to stand before me, he stood before me sober. Sober as a motherfucker. So I had to get at him. I was like, bruh, you can't tell me you just completely sober. No alcohol, no drugs, no nothing. He said, every day is a struggle for me, bruh. Every day is a struggle. I said, so how do you cope with it? He said, okay. I'm not going to say that I don't do nothing. So I'm thinking in my head, like, yeah, I figured it. He said, I drink. I said, oh, okay, you drink. He said, yes, I drink. Drinking has been helping me battle these demons. And then I just sit there and listen. He's like, before long, I'm not gonna drink at all. I just need that something to help me battle these demons. Man, I cannot judge him behind that. I could not. Who am I to judge someone? I am not the almighty creator. I am not. I am a human. I make mistakes. A lot of mistakes. I do stuff that I shouldn't do. And sometimes I know I shouldn't do it, but I do it anyway. So who am I to judge anyone? Who am I? But for this guy to tell me his story, his complete background, and the more I listen, the more I think about me and my background, because I have experienced a lot of bullshit as well, a whole lot. Yes, y'all are getting to know me, but I'm only going to sprinkle a little bit because I want y'all to keep listening. And the more y'all listen, the more of me you get, the real me. But this guy sat here and poured his heart out to me to the point where he was tearing up. He was tearing up, and I'm looking at him directly in his eyes. And I know that he was not bullshitting. I knew he was not bullshitting, y'all. He told me he never gave up. Because the woman that he ran into, that he liked and she liked, she gave him hope. She gave him hope. You need that little bit of hope, that seed planted. You need that to be able to manifest. That little bit of hope, bro, grew into a fucking tree. It grew into a tree. And I'm so proud and happy for that young man, because he's only one year older than me. But he looked like he's a few years older than me. I guess by him dealing with all different drugs, he did not age well. But I'm 33. He's 34. But he looks like he's like 40. He looks like he's about 40. Because all different drugs. The cocaine. The heroin. The meth. All that stuff. He even told me he was drinking Everclear. He said, all that shit. Shit that I don't touch. Or don't look like I want to touch. But I am so proud of him. And so happy for him. That he wanted to share his story with me. I'm so happy for him. I feel like I was chosen to share his story so other people can hear it. Other people can hear it, man. Everybody has a story. Sometimes you have to sit there and listen. Or if you don't listen, sometimes there'd be someone else that's in the middle that listens, that feel the pain, the struggle of wanting to stop doing this, stop doing that. But then you find that little bit of hope. Like, okay, as far as hope with me, I've been doing what I've been doing for a little while now. And I just, my hope is wanting to help people. I want to be able for when you listen to my podcast, you listen to the whole thing, that you get something from it. Even if it's a laughter, even if you cry, even if it's a message, I need you to get something out of it. It takes us podcasters a lot of energy to be able to do stuff. It takes energy. But I'm so happy this guy was able to share his story and want me to share it with y'all. And I could have got into a very rated R version of his story, but I summed it up. No, I didn't want to do that. I'm telling y'all. But in the end result, it's all about having hope. Having hope that what you want and what you need to happen, it needs to happen. It has to happen. It has to. You know what I mean? It has to. You got to keep that faith. You need faith and hope. You need both. You can't have one without the other. I know I'm talking about hope, but you have to have faith as well. In your mind, you got to say, this shit has to work. It has to work by any means necessary. It has to work. What are you doing in your life that requires having faith and having hope that this shit will work out? Have you ever had to choose between having food or having lights in your house? Have you ever been that fucking low that you had to choose between having food or having lights? You already 1 month behind on your light bill. You already 1 month behind. And you are coming up on that second month. But you had to choose between either eating or your power goes out. And guess what? You in the wintertime. It's cold. It's cold as fuck out there. Cold as hell. What do you do? What do you do? Talk to me, y'all. What do you do? Because it's hard out there. And if anybody else want to share this story, I don't care who you are, because everybody has a story. Please share it with me. If you want me to share your story and put it online for people to understand you, you will remain anonymous. But I guarantee you, when you think can nobody relate to you, it is always somebody out there that relates to you, relate to your grind, relate to your struggle. It's always somebody. Always. It always been someone. You might have never met them, but they always been there. Always. You had to trust me on this one, y'all. You have to trust me on this one. I grind, I scratch, and I claw my way into shit. Know how hard it is? But guess what? When you're doing something you love to do, it gets more exciting. It gets more thrilling because you love to do it. That's real, because you love to do it. And by me having that love to do something, by me having that hope that shit will work out for me, that's all I need to keep going. To keep going. Keep on pushing. I feel like if I can change anything with anybody, if I can make you feel better, make you choose better decisions, if I can have any impact on your life at all, I feel like I did my job. That's real. But check me out, y'all. I'm gonna have to end this live, y'all. I'm gonna have to end it. Because I've been on here a while, and I know y'all don't want to hear me ramble all night. Because I will. But what I'm gonna do for y'all is, if you feel like I told some real shit, I'm doing real good. Y'all know I need help with this podcast shit. I need equipment. I need this. I need that. I'm doing my end. Now, for my loyal listeners, help me be able to push this message upon other people. I'm going to put my Cash App name on this shit. I'm gonna put it on there. Man, if you think I'm doing good, if you think I deserve it, you think I deserve it, bro. I don't give a damn if it's a dollar. Man, donate, man. Please. Because I'm real as hell. I'm probably one of the realest motherfuckers you're gonna run into. Just gonna use what the people give me to make it better for the people. Y'all had to trust me, y'all. Y'all had to trust me on this one. I promise you. You have to trust me. But I need y'all help. I need y'all belief in me. Now, if you want me to cover a topic that you want to hear about, inbox me. I'm on all major platforms. Kane the Destroyer. Now, if you need good instrumentals, holler at my boy Joy Plus. I've been hollering him in mostly all my episodes because the guy, he can make some magic. I'm also using one or two of his instrumental. The guy is very gifted. We need to come together and make some shit shake for real. But like I said, I'm gonna end this episode, y'all. I want y'all to think about me. Pray for me. Pray for me. Think about me in your prayers. Help me make shit work. If y'all got anything y'all want me to talk about, let's talk about it. Send me a voice message. I don't give a damn. Voice message. Twitter. Give me a tweet. Facebook. Inbox me. Twitter. Inbox me. I don't care. But I will make it my priority to get this shit out. I am very easy to talk to. Very. But we gotta end this session. And I'm going to end it with in, out, gone. Y'all stay blessed, y'all.